623-5444.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 24 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock, and we are at 70 degrees now at our studios, and I'm going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with Tess Nelson about the upcoming Essex Labor Day celebration, the director at the Essex in the Essex area. How are you, Tess? Nice to visit with you this morning.
I'm doing well. What about you?
I'm very well. What's the most exciting thing you're doing today?
Getting things, you know, wrapped up, getting the awards situated and the forms for everybody, and making sure I've got all the I's dotted and T's crossed on my end before I give it out to the different directors and chairs that we have going and helping us out. So
how long have you been with Essex, Tess?
So I think this is going on my fourth year.
No way.
This will be my fourth. I know. Time goes by so fastly. So I think this is my fourth year coming up.
Okay.
So I'm kind of starting to get the hang of it now.
I think you've had the hang of it. It seems to me, Tess, you've had the hang of it. So it's a, you know, there's a lot to, and you, give me your official title, Tess.
So I'm the community development director. Yeah. So I kind of have a unicorn position here in town. Not only am I executive director of the Essex Community Club, but I also work closely with the city and the school, obtaining them grants, working as a liaison between the two of them since we share so many employees and responsibilities here in town, and just kind of float back and forth to wherever I'm needed.
Well, you know, and I see a lot of emails coming from you that deal with, like you just said, a lot of different organizations, because there's a lot of commonality and, you know, mutual shared benefit to all of those organizations across the Essex community. So absolutely. Very cool. All right. Well, you know, one of the things that you hear frequently, if you're talking about Labor Day, is you Essex. Oh, you got to check out Essex, the Essex Labor Day celebration. The Essex, I mean, it is a well-known event here in Southwest Iowa and beyond, actually.
Yeah, we're always trying to find new things to bring to the celebration that maybe other areas don't have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, So 4 years ago when you took over, what was the biggest challenge coming into the role? Maybe looking at the Essex Labor Day celebration, what has been the biggest challenge with that?
Money.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Everything costs money.
It does.
Everything costs money. And so it was just always trying. We have such a great community of sponsors that there's no way we could have as many events as we do and offer those for free or low cost if we didn't have the wonderful sponsors that we do.
Right.
Like I said, everything costs money, and it gets more expensive every year, as you're well aware.
Sure.
And so when able to bring these events to town, it's not cheap. And so I appreciate every sponsorship, whether it's – we had a young gal, I will tell you, she's a freshman in college this year, Kylie Valdez. We were needing money for fireworks, and she dropped off $5.
Wow.
Tell me how many newly graduated, you know, high schoolers would hear that we need money for fireworks. She doesn't have, you know, she's –
not many.
College. She doesn't have any.
Not many would do that.
But she dropped off $5. So we live in such a wonderful community, as you're well aware.
Yes.
That when we have a need for things, or when we ask for help, people just line up by the hundreds and just they help. And so we're so very fortunate to live where we do and to have the people stand behind this event and donate what they can to help us pull off so many of these activities and events for free or very low cost.
Well, absolutely. I think we're super blessed to be where we are, Tess, in my opinion. Where do we want to start? Let's talk about the, can we start with the Labor Day celebration? Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, we sure can.
Where do we want to start, and what do we want to make sure that we highlight?
We have a circus coming, the Culpepper and Meriwether Circus. They come every other year. Mm-hmm. They're from Hugo, Oklahoma. So they're going to be here for Friday, September 4th only, but they're going to have two shows.
Okay.
So there's a show at 5, and then there's a show at 7:30, and it's at the high school over by the football field. And they came a couple years ago, and it's so very cool to be able to offer this in a small community of 722 people.
Yes.
And so that morning, they'll have a, I think they, is it called the Big Top, I think is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have that at I think, 9:30. They'll do a big production where people can come down and watch the Big Top being raised, and you can kind of get a behind-the-scenes look at what goes on in the circus if anyone's interested in coming down at 9:30. And then, of course, the everything opens, the gates and so forth open at 4, where they'll have their own pony rides and face painting and some games down there. And then, of course, the first show is at 5, followed by the second show at 7:30.
Do I need to purchase tickets in advance, or do I purchase them at the gate? How does that work?
You can do either. We have advance tickets on sale at City Hall here in Essex, Select Motors, Essex Tri-Valley Bank, Essex Bank Iowa, Clarinda Bank Iowa, Red Oak Bank Iowa, Shenandoah Bank Iowa, and Shenandoah Vetter Equipment. All have tickets to not only the circus, but the bull riding.
Okay.
On Saturday night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
yep.
Friday, the big ticket item. Now, you have events that take place, citywide garage sales and all sorts of events, but the big ticket for Friday, and it's one day only, two performances would be the circus, Culpepper and Meriwether Circus.
If so. You're not a circus person,
mm-hmm.
some people aren't.
Right.
We have zero-turn lawnmower barrel racing at 7.
Have you done that before? Have you done
we
that?
Haven't. This is a new one.
Yeah.
This is a new one.
Okay.
So if you have a zero-turn lawnmower and you want to put your driving skills to the test, come down to the Derby Track Friday night. There's no cost
okay.
to perform or participate, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have some live music with the Hold On Band.
Okay.
Starting about 8:30.
Okay. So that's Monday, September 4th. Let's look at Saturday then. Get your tickets, go to the circus, or go race your zero turn. Whatever.
Yeah.
Or listen to the music.
Bring your zero turn. Hang
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Listen to some music.
I'm thinking you may be able to.
We've got this.
You may be able to do both. Tess, you could go to the circus and you could get into the zero turn.
We might start something entirely new that no one's ever heard of
yeah,
before.
Well, that's for sure. Okay. Okay.
Okay, so Saturday,
yes.
we've got, of course, the citywide garage sale, Junk in a Trunk, which is if you don't live here in town and you want to bring some junk to sell, you can get a hold of me here at City Hall and we'll set you up. We got food trucks. We've got a treasure hunt. We got inflatables. We got a dunk tank, face painting. We got a kids stuffed animal show, cornhole tournament, scotcheroo contest, and a
Now we're talking.
I'll set you up for judging. I'll
yeah.
set you up.
Oh my, scotcheroo contest. How would you even yeah. go about judging that? That would be something. Wow.
I don't know, but I'm willing to find out.
Okay. All right.
That's at 11. Bring your scotcheroos. Noon is the cookie contest. The frozen t-shirt contest. All of the stuff takes place at the park, Anderson Park here in town.
Okay.
We have a homegrown garden contest at 2. That's something that's new. We're going to have contests for the biggest, the weirdest, the heaviest stuff that you grow in your garden. So bring all that stuff down at 2. We've got bingo at the Opera House at 4. And then we move down to the Derby Track at 5 for the beer garden and the gates opening for the bull riding, mutton busting, and barrel racing
okay.
at 6.
Do I purchase tickets for the bull for that event in advance or at the gate?
Both.
Okay.
Both are available.
Okay.
And then we have another street dance and live music, 8 to 12, and that's with Jason Mayer. He's a country artist, and he's performed with a lot of very well-known musicians. We're very excited that he's coming, and that's from like 8 to 12. The music on Friday night, the street dance with the Hold On Band, that's free. Everybody
oh.
can come down. There's no age limit. Come on down. Have fun with us. We'll have concessions and a beer garden and stuff. And then Saturday night, your admission to Jason, to listen to Jason, is just your bull riding ticket. So you can come on down to the bull riding. 4 and under are free.
You know what? That's,
and then you can just stay for the band.
That's super reasonable. I mean, yep. it's free Friday night, but then with your ticket, you're going to go watch the bull riding. But then with your ticket, you can watch the band. That's super reasonable.
Yep.
So
it is. Like I said, 4 and under, we realize that 4 and under are not going to sit there and watch Those are free. So bring them on down.
Yeah.
And like I said, Jason is absolutely phenomenal. You can look him up on YouTube, and he's got a website and stuff. He's opened up for a lot of very well-known musicians. So we're excited that we got him to come here. And the really cool part about how we got these bands to come down here is because they love performing in small communities like ours. That's what both of them said.
Hmm.
They're like, we love it because the atmosphere is so electric.
Yeah.
That they love coming down to communities like Essex and putting on
that.
A show.
I can see that. You bet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Friday and Saturday, if you're not completely worn out, let's talk about Sunday.
Sunday is our Sunday fun day. So we've got the food trucks again. We've got a rustic market with vendors. We've got a foam party, water balloons, and water fights. We've got inflatables in the dunk tank again. The True Love Quartet concert, that's a gospel music group.
Oh.
They're going to be performing 1 to 2. There's a community worship service at St. John's Lutheran Church. They're celebrating their 150th anniversary.
How cool is that?
So it's very cool. We're definitely going to, everyone's invited to come down after the community worship service and have fun with the all-class reunions down at the park this year. We have a big, huge tent for them to chill out in. But then at the Derby Track, 1 to 4, we have Mounted Shooting, which is a group out of Creston.
Okay.
They've never been here before, but that's going to go on pretty much all day, and that's a free admission down at the Derby Track.
Okay.
And that is so cool to watch. I've never watched it before. I've watched it on, like, YouTube and stuff, but not in person, so I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
And then we have some games and contests in the afternoon. We have a rubber chicken throwing contest and a Bigfoot calling contest.
Okay. A Bigfoot calling contest.
Yeah. How do you call Bigfoot?
I don't know,
but we're going to find out.
Well, all right. I'm looking forward to it. He may show up.
I know.
He may show up.
That's how we know who the winner is.
Have your photo, your camera ready. You make some money on this deal. So, all right.
Oh, shoot.
Yep.
Bathtub races. Then we've got the golf cart, bike, and UTV parade. And then we move everything down to the football field at the school at 8. We're going to be watching The Sandlot on the big screen.
Of course. I love that movie.
Yeah,
awesome.
And that's free admission. Come on down. And then after the movie's over, then we have the Donna Franks Memorial Fireworks. In my opinion, one of the better fireworks performances in this area. And that is in memory of Donna Franks, who was a phenomenal, giving, loving, wonderful woman here in town that we lost a few years ago.
And so, goodness, that is another packed,
I know,
packed
tired
day. But we're not finished, though, Tess. And by the way, we are visiting with Tess Nelson, and she is the Community Development Director down in Essex. So let's talk about Monday, because you have activity scheduled Monday as well.
Monday,
yeah.
When I finally get to breathe a sigh of relief, maybe.
Uh-huh.
We've got food trucks at the park. We've got the rustic market at the park. 7:30 to 10:30, we've got the pancake and sausage feed at the fire station. So come on down to that. That's a fundraiser for them. And we're so fortunate to have a volunteer fire and rescue squad. So we support them when we can.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a fun run and walk at the school at 8. We've got the tractor show and the car show at 9. We've got a quilt show and a book sale at the library. And then we've got the parade at 2. And then we've got the demo derby at 4. And right before the demo derby starts, we've got a ping pong ball drop with a drone.
Mm.
Thanks to Jacob Robinette. We're going to put all of the sold ping pong numbered balls in a bag of sorts. And we're going to have Jacob fly his agricultural drone over the Derby track. And we're going to dump those onto a target. And whoever's number lands in that target gets $500
cash. Whoa. So you can win $500.
I know.
You can win $500.
Yeah. I know. I know.
The Derby.
And watch a Derby.
Well, that's where I was going to go.
Better.
The Derby is one that you hear when you talk, like I said. What's going on the Essex Labor Day? I say celebration. I mean, maybe we could call it extravaganza. It's an extravaganza.
It should be.
It's a multi-day festival extravaganza celebration. I combine them all because it kind of they're all. But the Derby is the one that you hear so many people talk about. Oh, the Derby is great. The Derby is great.
The Catalina wine mixer of Southwest Iowa.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly it. You summed it up, Tess. That is it. So, but
anyway, yeah, the Derby is always packed. It is always so much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a Derby kind of girl, I don't think, but for those 3 hours, I am.
You know, there's such a mix of things to do from, and you know, much of what you have ongoing is free, completely free. Just show up and have fun. But even the ticketed events are ridiculously cheap.
$10.
Yeah, I mean that's ridiculously cheap.
And there's only like three of them.
Yeah. So go and have fun.
Like I said, it's all thanks to our sponsors. We have banners with our sponsors hanging up all over the place. Make sure you check those out. Because I mean, seriously, there's no way we could bring bull riding to Essex or Demo Derby or any of these things without people chipping in, you know, $100, $200. I mean, it's just phenomenal how generous people are.
And then on Tuesday, you're going to take the day off.
No.
Oh.
Oh, I think I forgot about the baby show.
No.
People love babies.
Well, yeah, they do.
Baby show on Monday.
You do have a baby
show. Don't forget
that. Yeah, and you have the Labor Day parade. I don't think you mentioned that either.
Parade it too.
Yeah.
Parade it too. Tuesday is when I clean up everything.
Okay. Well, there you go. All right, Tess. It's a great event. It really is. How long have you been doing this? Do you know how long you've been doing the Essex Labor Day?
Going on. I mean, we started, I mean, I guess it would be Market Day, started back in the 1800s, where it used to be in the springtime. It used to be Market Day, and then they moved it to the fall, and that's when everyone out of town would bring in their eggs and their honey and the clothes and everything that they made.
Yeah.
And they'd bring their cattle and chicken to town, and they have a huge auction. And everyone would get dressed up, and they'd have pie contests and everything. And so it's been going on. I mean, at least since the 1900s. I mean, it's been one of those things that it's one of those things that makes us so fortunate to live where we do. I watch the news at night, and I'm somewhat terrified, and it just makes me so fortunate to live where we do, and we choose to live here. And I honestly think that if more people knew how great it was to be in Southwest Iowa, we would definitely be overcrowded.
I think so. I think you're right. So. It is a pretty cool thing, that is for sure. Tess Nussum with me, the community development director down in Essex. So maybe we just to keep that to ourselves.
Maybe we should.
I don't know about this. So there you go. What else do we need? Do we need to recognize anyone, Tess, or do we not want to go down that road?
I mean, like I said, it takes so many volunteers to pull this thing off. But I do want to just kind of Todd and Becky Franks, who are wonderful assets to our community, they're grand marshals this year. And then Joanne Pierce, who was a longtime dispatcher in Page County. She's our honorary grand marshal because Lord knows the countless lives that she saved, babies she's delivered and so forth, being that calm voice on the other end of the phone when people are having their worst day. We're going to recognize her and her family this weekend or next weekend I'm getting so excited.
That's what I understand.
Along with Todd and Becky.
You know, there are a lot of great people, aren't there? I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
So very good. Tess Nussum with okay, what else do we need to touch on, Tess? Anything else?
I don't know. Oh, we're working on a water project here in town.
Yeah.
So town is a little torn up, not bad, but it's a little torn up with some gravel and some dirt in some places because we're doing this $2.7 million water project.
Mm-hmm.
That includes a new water tower.
That's exciting.
I know. Yeah. I know. No, it will not be in the shape of a dollar horse, so don't ask.
Okay.
It will just be a regular water tower. I know. We're boring.
I think it's exciting, though.
It is because I think the other one, again, is might be the oldest water tower in the state of Iowa.
Oh,
I'm not sure about that. it is historical.
Yes.
It is. I can tell you that it is historical. So that's that's exciting. But we're getting a new water tower. We got some new water lines. We definitely improved the flow in town. The fire department was excited about that. And so we're working on that. We finished the sewer project, and then as soon as those two are done, then we're going to start a ginormous lagoon project for wastewater and so forth. So it's constantly, you know, you can't ignore these things.
No, you have to.
They don't go away, no matter how hard you try.
That is
for
sure.
They just won't go away.
No. All righty.
So
very good.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I really do.
Tess, thank you so much. Pleasure to visit with you. And I know it's going to be another great year for the Essex Labor Day celebration. So best of luck to you. And thanks so much for visiting with me. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you much. Tess Nelson with me this morning.
It's the summer sales event with the Ford Crew.
Anna, what says summer?